It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
AMBERMAY, that's fly. AMBERMAY, that's why.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May show is here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome back to the Amber May show. I'm your host, Amber May, and we've been looking at relationships, marriages, things like that the last few weeks. And today we're going to be looking at what makes a good husband and what makes a good wife. What does the Bible say about what a good wife looks like and what a good husband looks like? So we're going to take a look at that right after this. Don't go away.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back.
Eliminate mold, bacteria, viruses, and odor. Call AirXam, your indoor air quality solution. The only safe and effective ozone process in the valley. AirXam kills mold, bacteria, including MRSA, viruses, and odor. AirXam, your low-cost solution to clear up pet odors, smoke odors, and is an absolute must for defunking homes, vehicles, sports gear, and more. Guaranteed to eliminate mold, bacteria, and odors. Call AirXam at 623-330-1910. That's 623-330-1910. Or online at airxam.com. AirXam.com. Door Doctor Garage Door and Repair Specialist provides homeowners and businesses with quality garage door and opener repair service across the entire valley. It may be a simple adjustment or a major repair job. Either way, courteous, uniformed, and knowledgeable technicians will show up on time in a fully stocked truck ready to fix your problems, in most cases right then and there. Third generation family owned and operated business here in the valley for over 20 years. Only selling and installing the highest quality parts available. Talk to a live technician 24/7 at 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555 or visit azdoordoctor.com for same day service. Don't forget, that's azdoordoctor.com.
You are listening to The Amber May Show.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I first want to say please sponsor my sponsors. Because of them, they keep me on the air. And I would really appreciate you helping my sponsors and supporting them.
I also do speaking engagements. So if you'd like me to come and speak at your engagement, your church, or your group, just give me a call at 602-296-3630. That's 602-296-3630.
Well, today we're looking at what makes a good wife and what makes a good husband. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and finds favor with the Lord. So what does a good husband look like? What is he supposed to do? The Bible says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. So what does that mean? How did Christ love the church? The single most important thing he did is he died on the cross. He laid down his life because he loved his bride so much that he made the ultimate sacrifice. His bride did not always show love to him. In fact, he was betrayed by someone he was close to, and someone also denied they even knew him. At the time, he was facing the ultimate torture. During his time on earth, he showed compassion for people others did not have compassion for. He rebuked behavior that was unbecoming. And there were times people he had loved had no faith in him. And he loved them and pointed it out to them. He did everything out of love and kindness. He took time to be a teacher, an example to people. And the way he treated people had nothing to do with how he was being treated. His love and behavior, in other words, had nothing to do with being loved himself. We see that very clearly at the end of his life, when he willingly died for the church. People were not showing love to him. He faced torture alone and death alone. He did not ask a single disciple to go through that with him. He spared mankind from eternal death. That's true love. That's how a husband should love and treat his wife. Despite how she treats him, he should choose to love her and take care of her. If he does that, God most likely will turn the wife's heart towards her husband. The Bible says, in the same way husbands ought to love their wives as their own body, he who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it just as Christ does the church. When you are a believer, you never have to worry about what you will eat or drink, because God will always provide for your needs according to his riches and glory. Therefore, a husband must also provide for the physical needs of the family. God told Adam that he will eat by the sweat of his brow. He did not tell that to Eve, but instructed man to take care of his family. Therefore, men are the head of the household. They are responsible to God on how well he treated and took care of his family. It's like working somewhere. You have the owner of the business, and below the owner, you have the manager. Below the manager, you have employees. The manager is head over the employees. The manager's responsibilities are to take care of the employees. He tries to solve conflict the employees have. He tries to give them time off for personal or vacation time. He works hard to keep the clients happy so the employees have work to come back to. He gives them responsibilities to take care of. The employees can make their requests known, and he tries to accommodate them. Above all, the employees should respect their manager. The manager has to report back to the owner, and if the owner learns that he does not treat the employees well, the manager gets fired. What does it look like when a manager is mean and yells a lot at the employees? The employees become disgruntled. Clients can feel the tension. Business begins to go down. The employees don't do their best work. Quality goes down. Happiness goes down. And eventually business will fail. This is what happens in a marriage. Usually the men will set the tone of the family. If you as a husband choose to be the first manager, your family will enjoy your presence, you will be loved and respected, your family will prosper and it grows. If you as a husband choose to be the second manager, your family will fall apart and fail, and as they grow, they may continue to fail at their relationships, jobs, friendships, etc. Now, in order for a manager to successfully run a business, what is expected out of its employees? In this analogy, the wife is the employee. In Genesis, God says it's not good for man to be alone. So he made a wife who was to be a helper to her husband. So what makes a good wife? Well, we read in Proverbs 31:10-31 what a good wife looks like. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girl. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She's clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate when he takes a seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of the household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. One verse that stands out is her husband is respected at the city gate. If a woman respects her husband, it shows. Other people look and see if a wife respects her husband. I believe unconsciously, if society does not see a wife respect her husband, they ask themselves, why should I respect you? when your own wife, who is supposed to, does not. A wife who does not respect her husband makes life more difficult outside the home because of that philosophy. It's embarrassing in public and demasculating when a woman outright disrespects her husband. People look at him as less than a man. Other men will not respect him as much. He will not be trusted as much, which will cause him to have a harder time making a living for his family. In Proverbs 12:4, a wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones. A noble wife lifts her husband up. A noble wife is looked at by your husband and society as an honorable thing. A good wife looks out for her family. She looks out and protects her husband in a way from people taking advantage of his kindness and generosity. She makes sure he has plenty of rest and looks out for his health and well-being, and she makes sure he has eaten so he will not go hungry. All these things she does will give her husband strength he needs to provide for his family. The world is hard on men, and at the end of the day, they may have come home beaten up by the world. So the wife should lift up her husband and tell him he can conquer the world and reaffirm to him that he isn't the things the world says he is. When a man feels his wife loves him and believes in him, it recharges him to be able to face the world again. A good wife looks really hard to make sure her children are well taken care of and provides the best for them. A good wife helps those in need. And do you know what the Bible says about wives that like to fight all the time? It's better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and ill-tempered wife. So all the men out here that live in Arizona and have a wife that likes to fight all the time, the Bible says you're in the right place, because you'll be happier there in the desert in Phoenix, Arizona, than with your quarrelsome wife. Are you one of the wives who are never happy with anything? Do you constantly pick fights with your husband, and the things you choose to fight over are stupid things that are not that important? Well, your husband would be more happier living in extreme dry heat, dealing with snakes, scorpions, thistles, and thorns, than to live with you. But a wise woman builds her house with her own hands. The foolish one tears them down. Up next, we're going to have our Love Dare segment.
It's time now for your Love Dare Challenge.
Our Love Dare for this week is love makes a good impression. Greet one another with a kiss of love. You've covered some serious ground so far in this journey. Learning to demonstrate aspects of love like patience, kindness, and encouragement are not always easy, but are certainly crucial to a healthy relationship. So dealing with the way you greet your spouse each day may seem inconsequential, but this small issue carries surprisingly significance. You can tell a lot about the state of a couple's relationship from the way they greet one another. You can see it in their expression and their countenance, as well as how they speak to each other. It is even more obvious by their physical contact. But how much importance should you give in a greeting? The Bible has more to say about greetings than you might expect. The Apostle Paul took time to encourage his readers to greet one another warmly when they meet. In fact, near the end of his letter to the Romans, he asked fellow believers to greet 27 of his friends and loved ones for him. He even took time to list each one by name. It's not just about your friends, however. Jesus noted in his Sermon on the Mount that even pagans speak kindly to people they like. That's easy for anyone to do. But he took it a step farther and said that being godly included being humble and gracious enough to address even your enemies with kindness. This raises an interesting question. How do you greet your friends, coworkers, and neighbors? And how about acquaintances and those you meet in public? You may even encounter someone you don't necessarily like. Still acknowledge them out of courtesy. So if you're this nice and polite to other people, doesn't your spouse deserve the same? 10 times? It's probably something you don't think about very often. The first thing you say to him or her when you wake up in the morning, the look on your face when you get in the car, and the energy in your voice when you speak on the phone. But there's something else you probably don't stop to consider. The difference it would make in your spouse's day if everything about you expressed the fact you were really, really glad to see them. When someone communicates that they are glad to see you, your personal sense of self-worth increases. You may feel more important and valued, And that's because a good greeting sets the stage for positive, healthy interaction. Like loves, it puts wind in your sail. Think back to the story Jesus told of the prodigal son. This young, rebellious man demanded his inheritance money and then wasted it on a foolish lifestyle. But soon his bad choices caught up with him, and he found himself eating scraps in a pig pen. Humbled and ashamed, he practiced his apologies and tried to think of the best way to go home and face his father. But the greeting he was expecting was not the one he received. While he was still a long ways off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. All of the scenarios this young man had played out in his mind was likely the last one he expected. But how do you think it made him feel to receive his father's embrace and hear his thankful tone? He no doubt felt loved and treasured once again. What kind of greetings would make your mate feel like that? How can you excite his or her various senses with a simple word, a touch, a tone of voice? A loving greeting can bless your spouse through what they see, hear, and feel. Think of the opportunities you have to greet each one. Think of the opportunities you have to greet each other on a regular basis. When coming through the door, when meeting for lunch, when saying goodnight, when talking on the phone. It doesn't have to be bold and dramatic every time, but adding warmth and enthusiasm gives you the chance to touch your mate's heart in a subtle, unspoken way. Think about your greeting. Do you use it well? Does your spouse feel valued and appreciated? Do they feel loved? Even when you're not getting along too well, you can lessen the tension and give them value by the way you greet them. Remember, love is a choice, so choose to change your greeting. Choose to love. So your dare for this week is, think of a specific way you'd like to greet your spouse today. Do it with a smile and with enthusiasm. Then determine to change your greeting to reflect your love for them. And in your journal, you might want to think about writing, when and where did you choose to do your special greeting? And how will you change your greeting from this point on?
That's been your Double Dog Love Dare.
Are you healthy? Well, we'll see. It's now time for your health tip of the week.
Hello, this is Deborah Barnes, nurse practitioner from Wellness To Go, your wellness center, with the inspirational tip of the day. Mind-body medicine. You can use the powers of the mind to produce changes in the body. Mind-body medicine actually relies on healing therapy to reduce stressful emotions such as panic or even fear, and it helps us to refocus on other healthy subjects. Today, let's talk about four basic therapies, so you can do these on your own at home if you work. Meditation, focusing the mind on something specific, such as breathing, or repeating a word or phrase, such as God is your source. Breathing especially is wonderful. Number two is guided imagery, visualizing a particular outcome with the goal of mentally changing one's physical reality. That's positive vision that you hear about. Number three is biofeedback. Now that involves a special machine. Your body becomes really processed to a muscle tightening system. And number four, relaxation. Releasing tension in the body through exercise such as controlled breathing. Well, today, remember to affirm that you are creating the life that is right for you and take proper care of yourself. Again, this is Deborah from Wellness To Go. Have an awesome day.
And that was your health tip of the week. Tune in next time to make sure you are healthy.
And I can't stand to lose. but I can't always be the rock that you see. When the nights get too long and I just can't go on, the woman in me needs you to be the man. Feels cold and out of touch. Oh, it's a beautiful place when you kiss my face. The woman in me needs you to be the man in my heart to hold tenderly, 'cause I'm a woman in love, and it's you I run to. Yeah, the woman needs a man in you. Yeah, the woman in me needs a man in you.
Well, I want to thank you guys for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I hope you will check out my sponsors. Because of them, they put me on the air. And I hope today you learned something. If you are not a good wife, I hope you learn what it takes to be a good wife and you'll strive to be the best wife you can be. And for guys, if you are not a great husband, I hope that this will help you know the direction to take to be a great husband. My goal is that we all learn how to be the best we can be in the roles that God put us in. If you would like to contact me or would like to podcast the show, please visit theambermayshow.podbean.com or myspace.com/AmberMayAZ. That's myspace.com/AmberMayAZ. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, think about number two, because eventually number two we'll look out for you. Take care. It's time to keep you warm.
If you want to advertise on the Amber May Show, here's an easy way to do it.
What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
Okay, that's not that easy. Here's an easier way to do it. Call 602-296-3630. That's 602-296-3630. You're listening to The Amber May Show. Door Doctor Garage Door and Repair Specialist provides homeowners and businesses with quality garage door and opener repair service across the entire valley. It may be a simple adjustment or a major repair job. Either way, courteous, uniformed, and knowledgeable technicians will show up on time in a fully stocked truck ready to fix your problems, in most cases right then and there. Third generation family owned and operated business here in the valley for over 20 years. Only selling and installing the highest quality parts available. Talk to a live technician 24/7 at 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555 or visit azdoordoctor.com for same-day service. Don't forget, that's azdoordoctor.com.